You just want to talk basketball, don't you?
You got a little cop to you.
It's the Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny, Guru Steiny show. Let's go.
All right, some new things are being reported about what's going on with Jonathan Kuminga. Mark Stein, he has a Substack, longtime NBA beat writer, worked on both coasts, tapped in particularly to the Warriors.
Everything.
Is saying that Jonathan Kuminga is open to a short-term deal, but he wants 25 a year, and the Warriors, quite frankly, are reluctant to go that high. So that's the latest that's being reported about Jonathan Kuminga. And, you know, here's how I want to kind of start this segment, Goo. And maybe this will help, and I don't mean it in a patronizing way, I swear, but maybe this will help Warrior fans a little bit. This is not personal with Jonathan Kuminga.
Then why are so many people just acting like it's not even a possibility that he turned down 30?
Well, what I'm talking about is this is not personal. This is about restricted free agency. There's four restricted free agents this summer. Cam Thomas, Jonathan Kuminga, Josh Giddey, and Quentin Grimes. None of them have signed a deal. Josh Giddey apparently wants $30 million in Chicago, and they're not giving it to him. So this is more a result of the collective bargaining agreement than anything personal with Kuminga. He's just one of these guys who has fallen through the cracks, and the Warriors are in a position where they don't have to pay him more than they think he deserves. No,
and listen, as a father, we both are, Steiny. You try to lead and you try to make your kids avoid the mistakes and the pitfalls that you've, you know, gone through in your life. I have to read something to you, and I want to read something to you all, but I am telling you right now, my respect for this player that I'm about to read this expert from, Steiny, is Draymond Green. He is can I read it to you real quick here? July 7th. I'm sitting in my man cave having a conversation with my wife, baffled at the fact that NBA free agency is over. Quite frankly, it never really started. Listen to that. The level of anticipation leading up to the 1st of July were exciting as the fireworks on the 4th. It was the excitement of the NBA finals, yet only a week after watching a team spray champagne and ride on floats, one can only point to the new CBA and the second apron hard cap for absolutely putting an end to free agency as we once knew it. Sadly, I sit here and watch so many players overplay the market and not understand what they're up against with the new rules, which leads me to try to understand the unstaggering percentage of guys that have no idea of the business they're a part of. And as a vet in this league, I watch players mismanage their careers before they know it, look back like, damn, where to next? I can go so far with this, but really I don't feel like typing it all right now. And that to me applies to the four guys you just mentioned. Right or wrong, it's a part of what's going on, and I believe Kuminga put himself in this if he actually turned down that 150.
Yes,
the game has changed.
Yes, but what I'm saying is the Warriors must get blame because again, if they offered him what they thought was a fair contract and he said no, okay, what do you do then if you're, okay, go out, have a year, we'll give you more? That's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. And so I think the Warriors were a little cavalier, if you will, about going into restricted free agency. Like, I feel like, man. I don't know, I feel like back in December I was thinking, there's no money out there. The Nets don't want Kuminga, and nobody else has money, so this thing's not going anywhere.
He should have known that, though.
I know he should have known that. That's what I'm frustrated with.
That's what Dre is talking about.
But I want to be clear. That's why I'm frustrated with the Warriors, too. And what I really think is the Warriors knew. They knew this was a possibility. They knew it because they understand restricted free agency. And now they find themselves in that spot, but it's not an advantageous spot.
How do you fix it? Or is there a fix?
There is no, I don't believe there's a fix at this point.
Wow, man.
Is there? 888-957-9570. You've heard all the Kuminga news today that's come out. What's the fix? Because every solution has things that aren't tied together perfectly. Well, just get him back here, okay? Well, there's still role for him.
Right.
Okay? Just overpay him to get, you know, they're not going to do that. Okay, sign and trade him. They're not going to get value for him. Okay? Let him play on the qualifying offer. Well, he's going to have to agree with that. Like, I don't know what the fix is right now. I really don't.
That's scary. And I think you, Evan, during the break said you think this could go, or you said it on air to August?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I think so. Now, again, you never know. The Warriors could just say, or Kuminga could just say, the hell with it. I'm going to do something. But I don't see any urgency right now. This is more Ethan Strauss on what the play, and this is another part, I believe, of the locker room and the risk you run if Kuminga's not happy.
These players, man, they are so focused on status. If we talk about the guy who doesn't get the money, and realistically, there's not going to be that much monetary difference for them day to day between $10 or $20 million. I know it's easy for me to say, but that's just the truth. That's just the truth.
Yeah.
And they're only going for the maximum they can possibly get because of that status and that competition and wanting to be more than Jalen Green or whatever. And it's a long game.
I couldn't agree more. Like, I do think the league is more focused on that kind of stuff. And I said it yesterday, like, the ultimate sign of respect is what you're paid.
Hello.
But there are things that can accompany that. Like, LeBron James gets to also be the pseudo GM of his team. And Kawhi Leonard gets to load manage himself, essentially. And I'm convinced that's part of this whole status thing. Are you a guy that can be load managed? Because if you're load managed, that means you're a great player. Because they need you so much, you don't have to play in all the games. Yeah. That means you're atop the pecking order in the NBA. And I do think that there's something. It's almost like, I don't think Kuminga can go into that locker room and have a great year if he's making $8 million and never got paid. Yeah, I think that's asking too much out of a player.
And I think that's highly unlikely. Like, that's to me, the unlikeliest scenario of all this. And it's bad excitement, but it does add to, man, Stoney, how is this thing going to end up and impact this Warrior team and Jonathan Kuminga's future, for that matter, coming up in this next season?
888-957-9570 is the number. Listen, man, I ain't going to kid anybody. We talk a lot about Kuminga, and we've talked a lot about Kuminga. But to me, it's now reached the point with, you know, this reporting on what he ostensibly turned down last year, what he's looking for this year. What's hitting me is that I think this thing's beyond repair at this point.
And what's hitting me, Stoney, is I hate this second apron. And this is just the first batch of players that are going to be, want to say victimized. Or maybe you got to step up your game on, again, just going back to what Draymond was saying with your representation, and read the chessboard better.
And with all due respect,
okay. All right.
I would have liked to seen the Warriors read the room a little bit better.
So with that, in kind
I think
of,
they
so
went.
So
what, I think they went into restricted free agency like it was not that big a deal. And we'll figure it out. Mm. And look, no team's figured it out with a restricted free agent yet. I got to give the Warriors some blame in this. Mm. They had an opportunity. If they didn't like the way this thing was going last off season, they should have done something. And because what ended up happening was the worst possible thing that could have happened. You know, the kid played early, then he got hurt, then you got Butler, then he got DNP'd.
Yeah.
It's all bad for everybody.
But when you say there's not a role, I know you're going to scoff at it, but I'm going to say it. I just jotted it down. Mm-hmm. He could be a starter. He could be your three. And Pods at the point, Curry at the two, Jimmy at the four, and Dre at the five. And or he could be your six man. But it ain't. I know he doesn't want how
to,
much.
He, I don't think he wants to be a six okay. man. But the other thing is, okay, if he starts and that's the lineup, guess what? We're not going anywhere. Well. We know we're not because we don't even want to play Draymond at center that much anymore. So you know, Dunleavy's going to have to pull a fast one here, it feels like. And I don't understand, you know, what – I just don't understand what will materialize to get this thing going one way or the other.
Would you call it – would you have a problem real quick if I call this a game of chicken?
Yeah, impasse. Impasse. Alan Day, super chat on the YouTube text. Paying $1.99. What if it's not about the money? He just wants to go. It's a fair point. It's a fair point. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios. Laughing Monk, righteously brewed in San Francisco.
I will say this real quick to that point. That piece Slater did when he went to Cleveland, I got that feeling from Kuminga that he wanted a fresh start.
Mm-hmm.
Remember that piece?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think you're absolutely right there. The other thing I want to ask fans, Bay Area sports fans, is whether or not it's a fair analogy or whether, and I think I know how Guru feels on it, but I do think last year's offseason absolutely affected the Niners last year.
Wow.
If you believe that, are you worried about what's going on with Kuminga and how this situation could impact the Warriors heading into the season? Or do you see no parallels and you see no connection between, let's say, Ayuk, McCaffrey, Trent Williams, and their bad year along with Pearsall getting shot and all that stuff? You tell me. If you think that's a fair analogy or not.
What if I told you that if you're correct and I'm a Niner fan, I feel better that our 6-11 was the culmination of greed because you can fix that. But Stoney, I watched the defense erode right in front of our eyes. Greenlaw's gone. Oh, he didn't play hardly. You can't stop the run. That is bigger than the contract money stuff. I could be wrong. McCaffrey, you know, couldn't play the first umpteen game. So, Steiny, I wish in a crazy world you were right, and then you kind of fix it. And I know this Jennings thing doesn't help it, but we run it back, and, oh, it was just greed. We'll be right back. But I think they need to rebuild this defense and what's going to happen on the other side of the ball. And I'm just sharing with you my insecurities on from a Niner standpoint. Hey, McCaffrey, and it's not your fault at all. Bottom line is, Goo won't know if you're healthy until you get up from piles. Guys tackling you. You can do all this running stuff, Stoney, but how is he going to respond to that pounding?
I mean, I'll ask 49er fans, is it a crazy thought that I do think,
wow,
the 49ers regular season was affected by the offseason? Am I starting to feel like I'm the only one that thinks it leaked in? And if I'm the only one that thinks it's leaked in, then there really isn't much to see here with Kuminga.
Tiny, you're off, bro.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I appreciate that. But no, I think offseason set the table for the Niners. And you know what? I think this offseason could be setting the table for the Warriors. Rich is in Hayward. Hey, Rich.
The stack.
How you doing?
Hey, I'm doing good, guys. Hey, I'll tell you one thing. Kuminga, that $25 million, I mean, I think those four guys who haven't been signed are restricted free agents. Their clubs are doing the right thing. Because it's like the Joe Lacob, I trust him. And, you know, like he's going to just keep him at it. what he got him right now was $8 million a year for his final year. And if he doesn't pan out or we need somebody, we can trade him at the deadline. If not, just roll it. And that way, if somebody gets hurt, because our guys are old, then, you know, if he demands a trade, which he hasn't yet, you know, it's just they're doing the right thing. Because you just don't – with that apron, is vicious.
Wow. Yes, it is.
And Draymond Green was right.
He was.
He was right.
Yeah, he was. He was. I believe that, too. Thanks, Rich. Appreciate the call.
Wow, Stoney, you are right. But I'll say this. You had a factoid about it was a badge of honor for the star players to load manage. I'm not saying the second apron is going away because they knew CBA, but the bottom line is we saw how Adam Silver had to try to fix that. So maybe there's some addendum he can do to this second apron if it's going to hurt offseason.
This is what the owners want. This is the owners. Man. The owners got as close to a hard cap as possible.
Yeah.
They made the penalties for going over the second apron so punitive that unless you're a champion, it doesn't make a lot of sense to go over it.
And what if I told you we're not in Indiana? I hate that Miles Turner's on the Bucks.
Yeah.
Just because that team just went to the finals, and because of the second apron, I believe he got up out of Dodge. That stinks.
I got a theory that I came up with last night.
Uh-oh.
They don't have a clue.
Follow me here.
Yeah. Twitter.
So I actually think that I don't think there's a conspiracy, but I do think the people who think players want to come here, they want to come here. I think they're off base. I don't think players necessarily want to come here. The players who came here, but I don't believe, like, Bradley Beal, I never thought he would come here.
I was hoping.
So I started to think about this. Started to think about the Utah Jazz in their heyday. Okay?
Hornacek.
Actually, that's not who I thought of. I thought of Stockton and Malone. They had a system. Pick and roll.
Yep.
They played every single game. Every single game Stockton and Malone played together. For 15 years, all right? They were good. They were really good. They always went deep into the playoffs. So I ask you this, and you mentioned Hornacek, and they had some others, Jeff Malone, Ty Corbin. They tried to get a role player in there a lot. And here's my thinking is, well, nobody wanted to play in Utah, Steiny. It's the state. Is it? Or did the player who heard about Utah say, well, that's Stockton and Malone. I can't. What am I going to do with they play that style? And I do think there's some of that with the Warriors, where if you're a player and you say, it's not that you hate the Warriors, you don't want to play for the Warriors, but you're like, that's Curry and Draymond's team. They play that open style. They cater to Curry. Draymond's the trigger man. It's like, why am I going there when I'm not? You know, I'm just a complimentary piece.
What if I were
the ball?
Yeah. What if I were to tell you, we're talking about a dynasty, maybe at the end or if not at the end, they never had to worry about that because they were top dog.
Right.
And Kevin Durant suspended that to where there was not that big of a need. But let's just say your theory is right. What hurts me about you being right with this theory is now at this age, they need that type of help outside more now than ever.
Yeah. And how about this? I got my guy Beard on all capital letters has just on the YouTube chat has said this 19 times. Kevin Durant came here. And here's my answer to that.
4th of July.
Here's my answer to that, Beard. He was solely ring chasing, first of all. And here's the second part. I think Kevin Durant's got something to do with this. Because I think the league saw Durant come here for 3 years, okay? And whether you like Durant or not, he didn't feel like he was completely respected here. And so what if the players around the league look at Durant and say, man, Durant didn't even like it there. But Durant wanted to get out of there. How come? He didn't like the system because it was all about Steph. You know what? I'm going to pass on going to Golden State.
But if we compiled a list, Steiny, who are we really talking about that bypassed the Golden State. You know, if we
Paul
came
George?
Up with, but I'll do you to you. You think things would be different had he come here?
No,
or that's not even the point.
That's not the point.
Yeah.
For me.
Nobody wanted to dance with the Warriors, is what you're saying.
Yeah,
because of how they're structured. Eric Paschal on line one, but even though he was a D-list player.
888-957-9570 is the number. I'm getting more and more intrigued by what Warrior fans are kind of latching on to. And
well, they want closure.
Let me just throw this at, because we had, and I'm going to ask Evan this and you.
Yeah.
Do you look at what Steve Kerr did at the end of the season as a smear campaign on Jonathan Kuminga?
Go ahead, E.
No.
Okay.
I honestly believe he, for whatever reason, didn't think that he was the best way for the Warriors to win games.
I'm talking about like the, what, okay, that's, yeah. What about the postseason?
Oh, the postseason? Yeah. Like his comments.
Yes, exactly, exactly.
No, I honestly think he was speaking his truth.
Yeah.
All right. I got to say it, because when he told Willard and Dibbs, I believe their last conversation about he hadn't been here in the Bay the last two off seasons, I think you're on to something. And I think he thought at that point Kuminga was long gone. I think Kerr was talking from a viewpoint of, I can say this now because I won't have to see him again, or his tenure here is over. And for whatever reason, it's not. But, Stani, you don't go that in-depth about a young guy unless you think the relationship is pretty much done.
Yeah, I thought it was a little strange.
Yeah, right.
I did.
A little too much information.
Yeah, I would have probably stuck to more general statements.
It's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
But, I mean, you know, that's part of the reason we kind of look, or some people like Steve Kerr, is because he, you know, he tells you things like, I don't think those three guys can play together. I mean, even that is a is a bold kind of state.
Let's say real quick, I'm bad analogy, we're up against it. Let's say I leave the show and somebody asks you and Evan, hey, how's Guru at the bar? He doesn't say I drink a lot. You just say, he spends a lot of money. That's telling you I'm boozing. You know, he spends a lot, Evan.
They got Peroni NAs.
They do. They do. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. I'm going to say it. It's a mess.
It is. It is.
It is a mess. And I got to get out. We continue our All-Star Week prize blowout again today. Every day this week, each show will give out one of our awesome prizes. And today we're giving one lucky listener a $100 gift card to the Valkyries merchandise shop and a pair of four-day passes to Aftershock. Listen today at 12:30 to learn how you can win.
I am Captain Appropriate Fear.
Yeah, fellas, hey, get back to arguing now.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Yeah, Scotty Osler, there's not a lot to argue about.
Scotty!
There's a lack of grit.
Kuminga and the Warriors? They blew it!
Oh, the NBA blew it.
They've mismanaged.
Players, yeah.
They failed to see the other person's point of view. Warriors downplayed restricted free agency. Kuminga downplayed restricted free agency. And I got to believe that Josh Giddey, Cam Johnson, and Quentin Grimes did too.
Man, oh man. Who's the best player out of those four?
That's a good question.
It's a great question, Giddey.
That's a good question.
I'm going to go Giddey.
You said Grimes had 40 against the Warriors?
That Saturday night.
I think he had multiple 40-point games when everybody in the Sixers just died.
But I'm gonna put respect on Giddey right now. He would be my leader. How about you two?
Oh, man, that's a tough
one.
It's
not Grimes, right? He's not going to get a vote. Not like him.
Well, let's put it this way. If you asked me which one of those guys I'd want on the Warriors right now, it'd be Giddey.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying I love Giddey more than Kuminga.
Does Grimes defend?
Yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And he got a little Devers to his body, too.
A lot of people saying Grimes.
Grimes are giddy.
Yeah. Yeah. Dino's in Lathrop.
Dino.
Hey, Dino, how you doing?
Yo, y'all don't really want to see me right now. What's happening? Shout out to Guru and Steiny Man. Again, the sports voices of the Bay Area.
Yeah, sport forces. I like that.
Man, listen, y'all don't want to see me now. I'm out here cleaning up in River Island, wishing I was on the boat with 95.7 in the gate.
Yeah.
On San Joaquin River.
There you go. Man, how nice would that be?
So I'm out here cleaning up the garbage in front of the house. I just want to say a couple things. Again, right on point with the Warriors, they'll be lucky to win 30 games this year.
Oh my!
With the rally.
Yeah. Wow.
And also, them not making no free agency moves. I mean, you guys already voiced it. It's sad the way Steph Curry's going to go out without any playoffs, and that's. Breathing hard.
Take
breathing
care, hard. Dino. Hey, Dino.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Yeah. Okay. Have a great rest of the day. Careful out there.
Yeah, Dino, getting that cardio.
I bet it's hot out there in Lathrop.
Getting that cardio in. Yeah, wow.
Oh, my God.
Was that? Was he out of breath, or was he about to cry?
I think he was out of breath.
That was like me after a couple pumps.
Oh, my God. A couple what?
Simmer.
That was TMI. Dude, what's up with our guys? Hey, thanks for calling, man. Be careful out there, man.
I want to play a little more of this Ethan Sherwood Strauss to pick up the conversation. And this is about something that's not work. What? A guy?
Yeah. Okay.
No, we weren't able to get it done.
Some memories. I'm sorry, Sonny.
We tried to.
The NBA salary cap is less than what people thought it would be, precisely because of the collapse of the local media. All these headlines about the big national TV deal, and it is impressive, just all the billions that they're raking in. But they've got this other problem that isn't as paid attention to, which is just the collapse of all of these RSNs. And there just seems to be something screwed up here. There's something messed up. There seems to be demand. There are all these people locally who want their sports, but for whatever reason, it's just not being priced properly, or it's attached to all this other stuff, and the cable bundle's dying. I don't know if I can fix it all. It just seems like we're in this transition period where one model is dying, the other model isn't totally there. And it's just sad. It's really sad that we don't have as much certainty going on, and we can't just trust that things are going to be regular.
Man.
Yeah, that was, you know, kind of
a downer
inside basketball, if you want. But the money's not there right now because the penalty is too high for going over that second apron.
Yeah, but the right on the table brought to you by Echo Pest Control, and the theme of this show is the money was there for one Warrior last year, allegedly, and that was Jonathan Kuminga. And if he overplayed his hand, man, Stoney, I just don't know how you get past that.
Yeah, if you're just joining us, the latest on the Jonathan Kuminga situation, Mark Stein, he's got a Substack, longtime NBA writer, is saying that Jonathan Kuminga is open to a short-term deal. Wants $25 million a year. Warriors are reluctant, according to Mark Spears, to go that high. And so that's where we are. And what?
How are you looking at Dunleavy, Stoney? Is this, let's be real, let's just talk, or just Lacob, how do they look? I know you kind of talked about it and you're not exonerating them, but are you shocked that?
No, I'm not shocked. I'm
perplexed.
I mean, I don't want to say, well, I knew this was going to happen, because you sound like a horse's ass when you do that. But I did think this was a possibility. Anybody who knows anything about the CBA and where teams were with the salary cap and the aprons, it was staring you right in the face, whether you were a team or whether you were a player. It was staring you in the face, and some people didn't interpret it.
Well, not some people. Allegedly, the Warriors did their part, and had JK taken that offer, we wouldn't be here. he wouldn't be one of the four.
Yeah.
So is it fair that I even ask you about Mike D and Lacob if they put their money where their mouth was last offseason and J.K. turned it down?
I mean, if it's true that Jonathan Kuminga turned down what they said he turned down, which is 30 a year, then if I'm Joe Lacob and I'm Mike Dunleavy, you should have done something by now. You should have traded him. It's really that simple. You should have traded him because I don't see a way out of this now. And here's the other thing. If Jonathan Kuminga last year was 21 years old, he's making $7 million a year. If he turned down, this is where, even if he turned down $22 million a year, look at the players making 22. They're pretty damn good players.
That's more than Austin Reeves.
So, I mean, if Kuminga turned down big money, my question is, but the Warriors didn't trade him. Like, what are they supposed to do? Offer him more now? Well, they can't do that.
No, come with closure, though, Stoney. You got to, it's up to some, get him out of here or bring him back. But I don't think this waiting game is good for anybody. Or am I sounding like an ultimate fan / radio host?
Well, and that's why to me, it's very important to, like, this isn't a Kuminga issue. This is a league issue. I mean, Kuminga's a part of it for sure. But it's no accident that the four restricted free agents are all unsigned
man,
right now.
Man, oh,
and
man.
They're all pretty good players. Cam Thomas, Jonathan Kuminga, Josh Giddey, Quentin Grimes. And here's what it comes down to. Those guys, each of those four guys, don't think they're getting enough from their teams. And all their teams are saying, yeah, we don't even have the money to do it. Because if we do it, we're going to get ourselves into trouble down the line.
Cam Thomas averaged 24 last year. He's a bucket.
24 a game?
Yeah, 24 a game.
Dang.
I might have to revisit that. Dude can score, Evan. I know
played
you
for
guys.
The Nets. Played for the Nets.
Like, there's no doubt if Kuminga was on the Nets, he could put up 22 to 25 a game. Like, will you give him that, both of you?
Well, you know what?
No, seriously, there's no doubt he could shoot 35%, Evan. He would average 20 to 25 points a game. Can we all just put, if you even call it respect, on Kuminga's name? And I think that's what he's yearning for.
Yeah.
There's no sure. Basketball. He showed us in the playoffs.
What was the question again?
If he were on the Nets or a team like that, he would average 25 a game.
I don't care.
See, that's my answer. That's not the answer. But you're not saying he's not capable of that. And you can say, well, it ain't winning basketball. It's not. But he did it against Minnesota. That's basically what he was doing with no Steph. Like, I would bet that all and feel good about that bet if he was on Portland or any of these dump truck teams.
Right, and the first thing I would do if he got to New Jersey or Brooklyn is the first thing I think of is not what Jonathan Kuminga is going to average. I think about, well, how good are the Nets going to be with Kuminga? Yeah. Like, great point, 408. Miles Turner just signed for less than $30 million a year.
I got it.
Let's go to Big Smoothie.
Our man.
Big Smoothie's in Oakland.
He's got a solution.
You think?
I don't know about that. But listen. But listen, man. That $25 million, $30 million was reported last year. Did we miss that? That was reported.
A lot of people missed it.
They're saying it didn't happen, yeah. Smoothie. Coming for us. Yep.
So maybe that's why I've been feeling a little different about this, because I'm like, this dude ain't, it's not, listen, yeah, he could average, I think he can average 22 here, but it'll be a bad 22. Mm. It'll be a 22-3. Do we really need that? Think about it. And, listen, you guys remember Miles, what's the guy? He played for Charlie. He played for Charlie right now.
Bridges, Miles Bridges. Miles Bridges.
Now listen, think about this. Miles Bridges' first year was kind of Kuminga-like, really athletic dude, but you could tell, like, he did some work. But his second year, he came back, and you could see a vast improvement. Yeah. It was a huge jump from year one to year two. Kuminga's going into his fifth year, guys. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm sorry. He's going into his fifth year. Yeah, he could score 21 on a team that's going to just let him shoot and not even have to rebound. Who's looking for that? It's not about what he can average. It is, can he help us be the best version of this team? And I don't think the answer is no. Can he play on this team? Sure. But are we willing to give him 25 to 30 million? Look, it's not coming out of my bill paying money, but I wouldn't think that would be a good investment. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
We need somebody who's going to rebound. I mean, look, even Pod's second year wasn't great, but you could tell that it looked a little rocky there. His second year looked a little rocky from the beginning, but then he settled in and he did what Kerr needed him to do. It seems like Kuminga just wants to do it his way. I think that's more the problem. Why are we putting more the onus on Kuminga? That's what I just don't understand.
Yeah.
Why is it more on him? Listen, one thing we know about this, Guru, you know this, Danny, you know this. You can make a coach have to play you.
Mm. Yeah.
Mm. You can make a coach have to play you. That's what they said Pod did.
Mm.
That's what they said Pod did. I heard Steve Kerr say it. He's making it hard for us not to. Why can't we apply that to Kuminga? Why is it always Kerr's not doing. Come on, guys. Do we really think Kerr is trying to sabotage his legendary career? In other words, if Kuminga can win, he's not nuts. He's going to let him play.
Thanks, Big Smooth. Appreciate it, as always.
Man, oh, man.
I don't know about that.
This is from the YouTube chat. The traveling Urquides, I guess. I'm going to laugh if J.K. becomes a 25-10 guy and leads his team to the playoffs. How is he going to average 10 rebounds a game?
They were projected.
He physically can't. Like, he cannot get 10 rebounds a game.
No, he doesn't
for an
want
entire
to.
Season.
That's where I'm at.
No, and I'm
if
at
he
the
were
point,
right here with us, I'd tell him, hey, JK, you got, hey, man, you disappoint me. Why I disappoint? You know, come on, man. That's a want to and a will.
And he doesn't want to rebound, and he doesn't know how to rebound.
Mm.
But that's
Pods can teach him.
And again, I want to be clear. It's like, I'm not all on, this is Kuminga messed up.
No, you said that, and I appreciate it. Like, I get it.
Like in a crazy way, I could see how Kuminga didn't know any better getting into this situation, and I know he has an agent.
I'm looking there now.
But I look at the Warriors, and I'm like, you should have known better. Like, you should have known better.
Well, Dre's telling all these young guys, they're going to be in this situation like, The rules have changed, man. You got to be aware.
Yeah.
And that's why I appreciate it, because I feel like the chickens are coming home to roost with that post he put July 7th. And you think he doesn't know Draymond, I just keep bringing him up, if that leaked out that Kuminga was offered 30, I think he would he was privy to that information when he wrote that.
I think he was privy to that information. If that information's accurate, the whole team knew it.
Wow,
like
it's
a sewing circle. They all know. They all know.
And so would you say Kuminga was trying to keep up with the Joneses then?
Looking
at Scottie Barnes and Wagner.
And it's hard not to look at those guys.
Yeah.
And you know what?
But you need somebody in your camp telling you, dude, this is 30 M's. You're 22. We'll come back to the table in 3 years. Take it. He'll be 25.
The other thing is, if he turns, and this is a great point from the 415 on the Boxer and Gershon's work injury attorney's text line. If it's true Kuminga turned down 25 or 30, it means he doesn't want to be here.
Damn.
And I think that's actually maybe.
Well, how's that working out for him? Because you're not getting 25, 30 somewhere else, it looks like. Or we know. Wherever you play this year, it won't be 25 to 30, right? No.
It doesn't look like it unless.
The Warriors.
I would imagine is going to happen is it's going to go on for a while. And then.
It has been a while, Donnie.
Yeah, I mean, I think a lot longer. And look, these four guys are finding out there's either not a lot of money or they're not as sought after as they think they are. But at some point, a team, whether it's a week from now, a month from now, is going to look at Kuminga and say, geez, I mean, he's not. He's not a terrible player. Let's try to go get him for a little bit. Just see, you know, give the Warriors another call. See if they'll take this deal. Mm. And at some point, the Warriors are going to say, the hell with it. Let's just do it. So, but I think the bigger issue now is, can we all acknowledge he doesn't want to be here?
I'm in denial, but I think you're right. Anybody that wants to say, I think you're right. And now you got me thinking, is that why maybe he turned that down last year? Man,
I'd be surprised if that were the reason. But I don't know. Here's the last thing from Ethan Sherwood Strauss about, again, it's nothing personal, Jonathan. It's more your status.
The CBA, it was ratified in 2023, but it takes a little while to adjust, and it takes a little while for teams to really know what's up and how reality is set in. And the truth is, the NBA has a hard cap by other means. They are basically like the NFL. There are some things that are a little bit different, but that's the situation. You can't just give an emerging rookie a huge contract anymore because he's promising. You really have to bean count. Otherwise, you're going to be up against that second apron, and it's going to be devastating. So we're seeing teams make hard choices, and we're seeing guys overprice themselves in the market and think they can test the market and get some sort of big deal that's not there. I think a lot of these young guys, they think these teams are bluffing. They think these teams are joking. And this is the first season where they've tested the market and they've gone, oh, they weren't joking. They're actually not going to pay us.
Yep. And you know who I'd be mad at if I'm Kuminga or Giddey or Cam Thomas right now?
Hmm.
CJ McCollum.
Well, that was three years ago.
I got you. But you got us in this mess.
He's out.
Yeah, I know. So, but I'm just saying, Evan.
Fred Van Fleet, new president.
By the way, yeah.
Freddie.
You know what?
I'm serious, CJ.
They have no leverage in these talks, the players. I don't think they do. They make so, like, the court of public opinion on the players, it's all they make too much money. Everybody acknowledges NBA players make too much money.
So do the owners.
Yeah, exactly.
But this benefits them, though, Steiny.
What?
This second apron.
Right. But so the owners are going to say, why, you know, like, this guy wants to make $70 million. How about we keep it at 50, guys? Like, I just think that sentiment. Go ahead, Evan.
Yeah. No, I was going to say it hurts some players.
Well, you know
I saw Devin Booker just get paid $150 million.
And when I bring up my mother-in-law, RIP Mary Brown, I hated her saying, but Evan, that's the haves and have-nots. I don't like that.
I do think it's eliminating the middle class, but it isn't as if these players' supermax salaries haven't continued to skyrocket. Man. I mean, in a couple of years, guys are going to be making $100 million a year.
Yeah, yep. Carroll just cashed out. I mean, OKC left and right. What did Shai get? Just so ridiculous.
And he left $100 million on the table.
To me, it's not about the Shai Gilgeous-Alexanders. It is about the Wagners. The
common man.
And the Barnes. Who else got a max in that class? You know offhand, Evan? Or big money?
Well, Cade.
Sure.
Oh, that Cade was Cunningham, Scotty Barnes, Wagner, and...
Is there one more?
Well, the two Rockets guys, Şengün and Green, they didn't get maxes, but they got paid a lot.
Man, oh, man.
And I know people like Scotty Barnes, but I hate that contract. Like, I don't think he's a max player. But
he has the potential to be.
We'll see. Well, so does Kuminga. You think he's going to reach that?
Well, I would say Suggs? The Warriors don't think.
Might be Suggs.
I don't think the Warriors think he has that potential. Well, they offered him 30.
Allegedly. Yeah, I mean, this is.
SGA left Mobley. 100.
Evan, good call. Yeah. And he got a max?
Yeah.
Man. But he's not in that league as much as I love him.
He's not. And it's not just us saying this. If you're a Jonathan Kuminga fan, I get how you can feel like, man,
I am.
These guys are, you know, and I don't know if you're talking about the media or fans, but, you know, oh, you guys are killing Kuminga. The market is speaking. Like,
No, his agent should have saw this, man.
Right. I mean, nobody.
Don't make it any better, Steiny. His agent should have known nobody had any money. If you and Evan knew it, his agent should have known it. And if that report of that offer was there, he should have took it just predicated on that.
Right. And this is from El Guapo de Califas on the YouTube chat. This is propaganda. No 30 million was offered. You know what? I don't even care about the 30.
Propaganda.
If he passed on 25, it's just as bad. And quite frankly, the way I look at it, if he passed on 20, he wasn't smart. Ethan Sherwood Strauss is right. Yeah. He tried to get the whole ball of wax too soon.
Man.
He didn't have a resume. He's making $8 million this year. I'm sure they would have bumped him up to 15 to 20. Maybe even a little higher than 20. But he wanted way more than that. And that was a mistake by his agent.
Man.
So, I don't know where this goes, and I don't know how quickly it ends. But we got football season around the corner.
Yeah, we do. Giants start tomorrow in Toronto.
I don't know about that.
No, they do. They do.
I don't know why there's no games today.
Because they give them...
They used to have games Thursday.
I think there's one game, right?
No games.
I thought there was like a makeup.
Gamblers, no. No games on the docket.
Stop!
Okay. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. That segment brought to you by Safeway.